Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
It's go time. So when we say DuPont Pioneer is with you from the word go, that means now. Just ask your local team.
It's time to put our high-yielding corn products to work on your farm.
With superior genetics, they're built to yield.
Your local Pioneer team understands timing is everything.
We're ready when you are.
It's go time.
So let's get going.
Talk to your local Pioneer sales professional about planting Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Cattle futures finished the day under siege. We were down around $2.50 to $2.80 on the feeder cattle. Leading the way to the downside was the front month, October, 121.30 down $2.82. Most of the sell-off came in the last handful of minutes as the market was winding down for the day. Live cattle were down as well, down hard, down $1.50 to $1.60. Now, for the most part all day, they were steady to just a little bit lower. Again, most of the sell-off came at the very end of the trading session. There was a light bit of cash trade today from around 99 to 99 and a quarter, which was $2 to $3 lower than the previous week. So that was disappointing, but it seems like the hedge funds and long liquidation still rule the day here, as the market did make new contract lows today in the feeder cattle. There's a lot of worry here that as people buy cattle to put on wheat pasture, where they will buy them, and then what options there are to hedge them, and can you make any money doing it. Right now, you look out at March, April, and May feeders. The March 111.70, April 112.15, May 111.45. So quite a bit lower here. You go back and look at the 20 and 30 year averages for the prices, they're somewhere around $1.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Trade today for agriculture is mainly focused on the USDA monthly crop production report and then the world supply and demand numbers. We finished the day across the board lower, corn down about 8 cents, soybeans 8 cents lower as well, and then the wheats were 9 to 11 cents lower in both Chicago and Kansas City. Production numbers for corn and beans were about as expected, just a little bit lower. Corn production was 15.05 billion bushels, so a really big soybean crop. The corn yield was 173.4 bushels an acre, right in line with expectations. Bean production, 4.269 billion bushels or 51.4 bushels an acre, both of those in line with expectations. Ending stocks in the U.S. for wheat, corn, and beans were all slightly bullish or lower than expected. Nothing too out of line, though. And then on the world level, the ending stocks for wheat and corn were bullish but bearish for beans. Wheat and corn are both lower than expected, and then soybeans just slightly higher. Now, an outside factor here, the one positive for the agriculture sector was cotton. December cotton was up 176 at 68.90. The USDA lowered their cotton production by about 700,000 bales, which put it at 16 million bales total. Quite a bit bigger than last year and right in line with where we are on the 10-year average. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.